This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, welcome to the Good Day program, an overview of what's going on in the world conversationally today, yesterday, this week. Well, maybe we'll try to keep things into perspective because, as you know, we only have the now. Can't do anything about what we've said, what we've thought, where we've been, how it's gone. None of that stuff can we fix. But we do have the list, Victoria, my friends Victoria Keelan here and Kara Schillen. The list of the big stories of the week, the top topics talk-wise, the charts, and as you can imagine, there's a lot of sports conversation, the Summer Olympics in Brazil, what's going on in the Middle East, is Caitlyn Jenner going to become Bruce again? Oh, wait a minute, let's stop right there. Bruce and Caitlyn. Sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S. Do you ever think that this would come to this? That now the gossip has it that Caitlyn Jenner doesn't like being Caitlyn and wants to be Bruce again. Can you imagine what kind of a screwy... What is going on in your head if that, in fact, is true?
Oof. I don't believe any of that.
which you don't believe any of either? Which side, though, do you believe or not believe?
I think Caitlyn is staying as Caitlyn.
Really?
Mean, you don't it's
worth more money
for 65 probably. Years with your sexual identity and then just go, oh, well, I think I'm done with this. I'm going back to Bruce.
Oof. Can you imagine... What kind of a number does that do on your head?
Ah, yeah.
My heavens. Okay, speaking of numbers on your head, you know there has been controversy the last month or so since the 60 Minutes report that there were 28 pages left out of the 9/11 Commission report. And in that, the Saudis get it right between the eyes as in terms of whether they were responsible or had a part in what happened in our country on September 11th. A former member of the commission this week said there was absolute clear evidence that Saudi's government helped provide a support network for the hijackers leading up to the attack. John Lehman was quoted in an article in The Guardian arguing that the White House ought to make public the full, long, classified report. There was an awful lot of participation by Saudi individuals in supporting the hijackers, and some of those people worked in the Saudi government, said Lehman. The commissioners in 2004 issued a report that was seen at the time as absolving the Saudis from involvement, but 15 of the 19 hijackers lived in Saudi Arabia. He said, quote, our report should never have been read as an exoneration of the Saudis. Other people have been arguing that the full 28 pages should not be released for fear it would implicate innocent people due to raw, unvetted information. You know what a load of manure that is? We want to protect these people who have screwed us blue for decades, if not centuries. Well, certainly as far back as we have been involved with them with regard to the use of oil. Unvetted information. How's that any different? By the way, one of the other controversies this week is the allegation against Facebook by some who are right of center that they have been unfair and have booted some of the quality reporting and news and information that ought to be covered. First of all, nobody in his or her right mind is going to get their news from Facebook because it's gossip. Now, you could say, well, listen to the things that you're talking about. Listen to the gossipy things you're saying about Caitlyn Jenner. I'm not a newsman. I've done news on the radio. Victoria's done news on the radio. Kara hasn't, I don't think. But we're not here to tell you, or I'm not here. I'm not going to speak for Victoria. She can speak for herself. I have no journalistic background whatsoever. And you can probably laugh and say, oh, yeah, that's pretty obvious. Nah, I'm a person who have opinions about things, and I have a voice, and I have a pulpit, and I have a program that allows me to say what I want and say what I think, and you can do the same. Participate as you will in any number of ways. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday, instagram.com/goodday show, 888-302-3684, I underscore that again, or email to doug@dougstefan.com. You can tell me whatever you want, whatever you're feeling, whatever you think, and you have a platform to do it. As to the people who own Facebook, I don't fault them for being biased, because we are all biased. What people are saying is, it's what really is being said here is that the people who use Facebook aren't smart enough to realize that Zuckerberg has a bias, and it reeks through whatever postings they have. And do they have a way of juggling the stuff around? Of course they do. Technologically speaking, they can do whatever they want with all those cookies. And so
they can, but like I agree with you, and I said this when this story broke earlier this week. I don't know anyone who gets real news from Facebook, and then you said
I do.
You do know people.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
To me, this is the equivalent. If you say I get all of my real news from Facebook, that's like saying I go on a community chat board with the PTA, and that's where I get my real news. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it's the equivalent. So, I don't know.
But like, you know what? Richmond Fadden, who's been a part of this program for a long, long time, has a neighborhood group. We ought to talk to him about this when he's on later on today. He has a neighborhood group. And they have basically the neighborhood news that they share with each other on Facebook. And it's, oh, this guy's got a flat tire in his car in the front yard. Can you come over and help? Or somebody's been sick. Can you help them mow their lawn? Or, you know, I need a ride for my kid to baseball practice. Would you mind? You know, that kind of stuff. And yet that's news. Here we go. I'll give you an example. My local, there are three or four sources of news here locally in this town where I live called Framingham, Massachusetts. One of them is The Source. That's produced by a local lady named Susan Petroni. She does a very, very good job covering the story. And then there is The Patch, and there's the Middlesex News, and yeah, that local cable stuff. So here's the headline today from The Source. Ready for this? Brophy Elementary Principal Frank Rothwell sent an email to parents this week thanking two students for reporting that another student on a bus might have been in possession of something dangerous. Upon investigation, school staff discovered that a student had a toy air gun designed to shoot rubber balls on the bus. Any weapon or item that is meant to look like a weapon is not appropriate for school, said the principal. He told parents he wanted to notify them the school's leadership dealt with a serious issue. Oh, wow. Bubble, what is it? Good. I get so... These kind of things get me so excited. Hello, calm down, Doug. A toy air gun. Is that appropriate? Is it not appropriate because of news media coverage, this sort of thing? Or is it just not appropriate for someone in elementary school to have a toy air gun?
Well, he might get shot by cops, so for his own safety, he shouldn't have one. Because that seems to happen.
There's that. Yeah. There's that. But then students who are younger, you got to wonder what you're talking about. When I was a kid in elementary school, I went to school at Jonathan Maynard School in Framingham. We rode the bus. I couldn't imagine anybody getting worked up about something like this. I really couldn't. But this is the era that we live in, or in which we live. And so these things are on the minds, apparently, of youngsters. Now, remember, this is an elementary school, so it's children who are from the age of, 6 to 11?
Mm-hmm.
And their consciousness about this sort of thing goes much further, much wider, than was the case when I was a child, or probably even, Victoria, when you were a child. The news media and what parents think, oh my God, there's a toy gun on the bus. And you're right. There have been people shot and killed who are not much older than this because they had a gun like this in a playground. Remember that story?
Yeah.
We have two or three of them from this year alone.
I know.
So, under the circumstances. Okay, now, that's a local news story. How is that any different than some of the other things that have national implications?
It's probably the same. I'm sure there's that story or similar story in every town across the country.
Yeah, right. So, and whether you're a journalist or not, you make observations. All of the things in that story are observations from a couple of parents, from a principal, and all of them are just sort of put together by the writer on this local news blog. So, I think the point I'm trying to make here is that we all observe. We all kind of want to have people know we feel more important, I guess, if we're connected to a story like that. And so a lot of those things get shared on Facebook. I don't know if it was true or it wasn't true. Apparently it was. The kid had some kind of a gun on the bus. And then how it was handled by the teachers and the principal. Okay, that's all part of it. And it's been reported here on Facebook, and it's been in the local news, and it's been, there's been a lot of social media comment on it. We have a blog called Frambores in Framingham, which is Framingham Neighbors, writing about what goes on. There are about 1,400 people that post on this all the time. I see it every day. News of what's going on, and then this weekend, a yard sale at the Stefan household. that's a big story of the weekend. Actually, I'm not having my yard sale till next month, but thank you for your interest. All right. Speaking of Stefan and what he does, he sleeps on his own My Pillow, perfectly fit. Now, the fellow who runs is Mike Lindell. Didn't call me and say, tell me what your size is, how big your head is, what's going on with your body. He didn't ask me to build a pillow for me. It just happens that the pillows from My Pillow happen to be made in such a way with the right filling so that it will support your head, support your neck, support your back, support your body for a good night's sleep. My Pillow does not go flat, doesn't get hot. You can wash it. You can dry it. There's a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. What I find hardest when it comes to pillows is buying them, and then how do you until you sleep on them, you don't really know. So how do you send them back?
I look like the crazy girl at Bed Bath & Beyond, putting my head to the side on pillow in the display.
Of course. Well, everybody does that. All right, here's the way to fix that problem. Call 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for Doug Stefan. You get a twofer. One you pay for, one you get free. That's right. Two My Pillows for the price of one, so you and your pard have a new My Pillow. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS for Doug Stefan. Start sleeping better right away. This is an American-made product. You'll like it, you'll use it, or you'll send it back. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with Principal Office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen, report to the nation on the Good Day program with Victoria and Karen this hour. And the music of the Stone Roses, they announced yesterday their first new single after almost 20 years. First single, an upbeat sort of psych rock track called All for One. Crank this up, Karen.
If we all join hands, we'll make a war.
So if you go back to 1995 and you picked up one of their CDs and played it, and then you played this next to it, my guess is that you would not think that they've lost too much.
No.
Much has been lost in the translation over the 20 years. Do you agree with that? What do you know about
it? This is one of my favorite bands that no one has ever heard of, except Kara, which was great. They're just a solid, solid rock band. They were huge in the UK, and right at the height of Britpop, when Oasis and Blur and a lot of those bands were really big. And then they just had a lot of discourse within the band, and they couldn't get it together until a few years ago. They reunited, they played some shows, and now we have a new album. So I'm so, so happy they're back.
Fighting and arguing never get you any place, except usually in the loser column. Ask Nathan Fillion and Stana Katic about that as that show goes away because they weren't getting along. So the end of a really pretty good television show because they were dating. You don't mix. There's an old crude expression which I won't use on the air.
Right.
But it refers to messing around with people that you work with. It doesn't turn out well.
You don't leave manure in the workroom.
Yeah, that could be part of it. It has to do with bread, too, I think. Anyway, that's a story for later on, other than for those of you who hadn't heard it. Show is canceled. I think that Victoria's put together a list of all of the shows that have been canceled, and so we'll go through that.
There's some surprises in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there are some surprises. All right, speaking of surprises in the music department, which is where we were in this part of every hour, Christina Aguilera is going to do a duet with Whitney Houston. And you say, huh? What? Wait a minute. Whitney Houston is not dead? Yes, Whitney Houston is quite dead. But because of the miracle of technology, there's this thing called a hologram. You've seen it before in any number of ways. Actually, there's a pretty good Elvis hologram around. And there have been several others. I'm trying to remember. What's the other hologram that...
There was a big Tupac hologram.
I think Michael Jackson had one as well.
Yeah, yep. Right.
But yeah, Tupac, I think, was one of the first ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Aguilera is going to do a duet with Whitney Houston, but nobody knows what the song is. There are a lot of people speculating, as Aguilera wants to play tribute to Whitney Houston. She apparently has been in a studio singing to a virtual likeness of Whitney Houston, and as is the case with most anything, there's no privacy anymore, there are no secrets, somebody's going to get a snapshot, and did. So that's what the tease is about here. Aguilera telling fans she can't spill any details, like when the episode will air, be available for people to see. I think it's connected to The Voice, right?
Is that what yes, gonna, it will be on The Voice.
Yeah, right. Very excited about it. That's how a lot of you live. Both good singers. I have a newfound respect for Aguilera. I don't know that I ever really paid much attention to her before me being with you. You too. And so, once in a while you talk about her because it's part of The Voice, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But she got quite a strong, powerful voice. And that's what, in my mind, makes me think that the Whitney Houston combo would be pretty good because Houston certainly had one of the most powerful female voices in the history of pop music, I think, anyway.
Hopefully, Christina doesn't sing over Whitney's hologram because Christina's famous for that.
Oh, is she?
Oh, gosh. She sings over her own team when she's trying to showcase their talents on the show.
Right now, Christina.
She can't help herself.
28 at the hour on Good Day.
See yourself accurately. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Did you ever notice that when students don't do well on a test, they blame the teacher or the test? But if they do well, they take full credit for being smart. That's called self-serving bias. And it happens to more than just students. It happens to you and me as well. We all have a tendency, at least at times, to blame others when things don't go well, but take credit for the times that things do go well. Although there's not too much wrong with that, the fact is it's not always accurate. To know yourself, you have to see yourself as accurately as possible. And sometimes that means recognizing what is really your responsibility, and sometimes it means recognizing the ways in which others are helpful for you. For help learning to see yourself, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take us some time.
Here we are again, 34 Happy Hour, the Good Day program. Hello, what am I thankful for today? The help and support and service of Victoria Keelan, my friend Kara Schillen. All of us are together to figure out what's going on in the world. You'll all be happy to know, you'll breathe a sigh of relief knowing that Donald Trump's problem about who to choose for a vice presidential candidate with him has been solved. Newt Gingrich said he would be happy to become Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate. And it wasn't just kind of idle chatter. Apparently, there's been a lot of speculation throughout the race so far, because Newt was on board with Trump really early, if you'll remember. He said a lot of good things. Trump has plenty of other options, says Gingrich, but I have the connections. And he really does. He has. There are people who have said, how about you take Rick Perry? Yeah. John Kay, that's my editor. I think Rick Perry is the biggest waste of space on the planet, or certainly one of them. No, not a good choice. Kasich would be good because he's a sitting governor in a state that they need. But is there still credence being given to a woman? And Hispanic woman would be swell. So it'd be. I think what you're going to see now is the practical politics of all of this. So Trump has gotten where he is, and I'm looking. I saw four different things on my screen here, pretty much jumping out at me from all corners of the screen about Trump and his chances. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, who is a big Trump supporter, said, "Don't think Trump can win? Just watch." And I think that's what people have been saying. I listened on NPR yesterday to a columnist for the New York Times, Eat Crow. Literally, I'm trying to remember what this guy's name is. He's been saying all along, Trump won't win anything. He's a loser. He's just a reality show star. And if he wins anything, I'll eat my column. Well, guess what he ate on the air yesterday? He ate a bit. I think he had three or four. The reporter, the NPR guy, it was on All Things Considered in the afternoon with Robert Siegel and somebody else. I don't know who it was. But they interviewed this fellow who is on, you know, the Krauthammer and all these other elitists. They're all snobs. No matter whether they work for the New York Times. I work for the New York Times. And therefore, I know more than anybody else. And I'm happy to tell you that I'm smarter than anybody else. So I'm going to eat crow because I said Trump doesn't have a chance. Oh, really? Okay, then. So anyway, that's what they said
this
about Bernie
Washington
Sanders, too.
Washington Post, right? Dana Milbank.
Milbank. It was the Post. Yeah. Right. Thank you. Not the New York Times. See, now this is a perfect
but that's
example.
Bad.
Oh, well, no, it's not. It's good. Bad.
No, I mean, like, in terms of elitism and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. I work for the Washington Post, if you know what I mean. And therefore, I am untouchable. Yeah, Krauthammer is the same. These are egotistical, arrogant characters. But they give us something to talk about, right? Give us another reason to be focused on something that's kind of cool and important. Paul Ryan held a press conference, sort of, after meeting with Trump. Matter of fact, don't we have some audio from that Carol rolling around there someplace? I think there's some audio from Paul Ryan. He didn't make a commitment, but it sounded like they got along okay.
I thought he's a very good personality. He's a very warm and genuine person. Like I said, I met him for like 30 seconds in 2012, so we really don't know each other, and we started to get to know each other. So I actually had a very pleasant exchange with him. That's point number one. Point number two, look, there are just things we really believe in as conservatives. We believe in limited government. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the proper role of the differences in the separation of powers. We believe in things like life. I know not everyone is pro-choice in our party, and we accept all comers, but we are a majority pro-life party, and these are things that are important to us. And so we just had a good exchange of views on these kinds of issues. I think he's over having the same conversation with the Senate right now. Our leaders met with him, and everybody expressed opinions and exchanged ideas. And so the point of this is I think we're off to an encouraging start.
Yeah, he'd be on board very quickly. You wait and see. They're all going to file in line because they realize he's got, there's an old song, to know him, is to love him, and they will, and they'll win. I think I made up a few lyrics there, but you get the point. I just think that this is going to be a very interesting year conversationally and otherwise. And then, when we get beyond the election, we'll be able to talk about other stuff.
I hope.
That's all good, though, because it's a learning curve. I hope it's being studied well in school, because I think this is the kind of thing that will help us understand how the country operates. People say, I don't understand. He's not a politician. Kids in school are saying, how did he get to be where he is? aren't you supposed to be a politician to run? I mean, I actually heard this in a conversation at town meeting with a couple of teachers this past week, teachers who were members of town meeting, talking about what their children. Now, decidedly, the community that I live in is much more Democratic leading than Republican leading. I would say probably 85% of the people who are office holders in this community would consider themselves Democrats. I don't consider myself either, but I don't think that politics that way plays into what goes on in the local reality. It's just this is an issue. We fund the schools or we don't fund the schools. That's not a Democratic or a Republican thing. You know, do we pay for this or we pay for that? Do we buy a new truck for the sewer department or we don't buy a truck for the sewer department? Yeah, Republicans say, yes, buy a new truck for the sewer department. Democrats say, no, we don't want a new truck for the sewer department. That isn't what goes on. And from understanding that, you understand how fake all of the stuff is that goes on. I mean, really get down to the grassroots of it all. This whole business about parties is so fake. It's all created. It's all a big show. These people, at the end of the day, most of them, especially if they're senators, are a member of a club, and they like each other, and it has nothing to do with their party. Do they disagree on the floor, and they jostle for position and power, and yeah. But the gridlock that we talk about that's in the House doesn't appear in the Senate. You don't find those people arguing with each other the way the people in the House do. Because they're all, imagine yourself as a United States Senator. How many people over the years have been a member of that club? You can number them in the hundreds. Whereas there have been tens of thousands of Congress people, that club that is the Senate is pretty heady stuff. And they don't fight with each other. They don't really. I mean, think about the last time you heard some senator take a shot at another senator. You hear it all the time in the House. But do you hear it in the Senate? I can't remember hearing anybody take shots as much as it's easy to take shots at these old fossils like McConnell and, Harry Reid. Those guys should long since have gone down the road. See you later, alligator. But they are there. But, oh, we have Uri? Good, all right. Yeah. 43 past the hour, Uri Geller visits with us in a moment. You're on Good Day.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, 44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, focusing on the life and times of Uri Geller, one of the most interesting, one of the most famous of all of the people that do things with their minds that you don't do. His mind does not work like your mind. He is a paranormalist, a motivator, a master of mind, etc. But sometimes there are mundane things to talk about with Uri. For example, Uri, I don't even know whether... Did you sell the house in England? I know you moved a lot of stuff over from there. Are you keeping it, or what are you doing?
No, we did not sell the house yet, but I find it really strange that you've got George Clooney on your website today, who turns 55, sitting, it looks like a John Deere.
Lawnmower,
You know that he bought a house next to ours.
Yeah, that was the first thing I was going to say to you. I wondered what if you got a chuckle out of looking at all the attention. I'm just trying to imagine in my mind, George Clooney lives next door to Uri's house in England, and so his wife... for those of you who don't know the story, bought him a lawnmower for his birthday. And I'm trying to visualize him being out there, or you even, sitting on a lawnmower mowing your lawn on this the banks of the Thames River in that little town.
Yeah, well, I'd like to invite George to come here and loan my more, you know, my the loan here in old Jaffa. But listen, Dougie, you know, I have interesting guests periodically come to see me, and we brainstorm on new projects. And I've got next to me a very interesting young man who happens to be the biggest stand-up comedian in Israel. His name is Naor Zion. In English, it translates to Naor Zion. And I'll let you speak to him for a few seconds, but tell me, who do you consider to be the biggest, the greatest, the most successful stand-up comedian today in America?
I don't think there are any good comedians, frankly, anymore. I think most of them have gone. They try, all the people who are supposedly funny try too hard to be funny. I can't tell you that I would come up with one. Maybe in a conventional way, a lot of people think Amy Schumer is very funny.
She is, yeah.
And
Louis C.K. stand up is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, you get that sort of thing. But
Dave
there,
Tell is
anyhow, so I'm passing you over to Naor. Ask him anything you want to, because he's really, I mean, this guy can't walk in the street here.
Really?
He's that recognized. So here's Naor.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm fine. It's my first meeting with Mr. Uri Geller.
Yes.
Because we have a show here named Now's Friends. It's like the Israeli version to Friends. It's a sitcom. It's a single camera sitcom, and we're doing the fourth season, and we have a great episode about Mr. Geller that he's supposed to to do himself as a character, because in this particular episode I have a crush about his daughter, and we begin to date, and he's right. Trying to prevent the relationship by reading my mind and telling her what I'm going to do the next step. So on this ridiculous situation, the episode's storylines goes on, and we have the first meeting now about the script.
Our show is as big as Friends, you know, I'm talking about proportion now, in Israel.
Yeah.
So we just had an idea of creating this sitcom in English for worldwide television. What do you think, Dougie?
That's what I wondered. What I really wanted to know is how people, we all tend to be pretty introspective, and so when we think about funny, we think about something in English that's funny. I wondered if you could tell a joke in English and then translate it into Hebrew, and would it have the same impact? Would people laugh at a joke in English and then have the same joke translated into Hebrew and have it be funny?
Yeah, we live now in pretty much, in the Facebook era and the YouTube, and pretty much, things are pretty much the same. Sometimes it is different by the culture, but pretty much when you're talking about your wife, when you're talking about the relationship you have with your girlfriend, or stuff that's happening around the world, pretty much the language doesn't matter, because as long as you know how to tell the story and to maintain the originality, so you can make it. Your colleague there, just to give an example, to Louis C.K. Louis C.K. is one of the best comedians now in the world, because he did something that's never been done before, because he's, his combination between to be funny and to be incredibly smart in the...
So you like him, it would seem.
Sometimes, people are missing something.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's what we scoot, but I'm going to look for Uri to post info on this show on his website, urigeller.com. Nice.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Three past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. The computer security pioneer John McAfee had some interesting things to say this week. We'll get to that. Plus the focus on phone addiction and who among your family cannot put their smartphone down. I'm going to bet it's probably pretty much everybody in the family. We'll pursue that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Phone addiction, 55 past the hour on Good Day. Shannon McDonald from Viewer talked about a new study regarding teenage addictions to their smartphone.
Many of us are guilty of always having our smartphones on us, and it could be a habit that starts young. A recent study found that 50% of teens believe they are addicted to their phones, and 60% of the parents agree that their kids are too. The study was conducted by Common Sense Media, a nonprofit that works with kids, parents, teachers, and policymakers on media and technology. This latest study involved more than 1,200 interviews between parents and their teens between the ages of 12 to 18. 80% of the teens interviewed said they check their phone hourly, while more than 70% said they felt obligated to respond to texts and notifications immediately, which wasn't much different from the parents. Nearly half said they feel the need to answer texts and social media messages right away, too.
I don't think there's anything new here. I think pretty much everybody knows that the younger you are, the more connected you are. I'm going to be positive about it. Some people say addicted, but connected you are to the social media and to the smartphones and to the technology. Is that, what's the news there?
Right.
Huh? I mean, think about it. But here's something that is newsy, I think, with regard to that same, with the same instrument. John McAfee, we all know McAfee virus protection. He pulled out his cell phone in a public place the other day and stared at the screen. The notification had said, something changed in my account. Please press next. And then he said, I have the best security habits in the world, and I can't keep my phone secure. So when a guy like that, whose name has become synonymous with antivirus protection, tells you he is worried about computer security, phone security, any security, that sounds dangerous to me. Whether it's using your camera, the microphone on the phone, who the hell knows who's monitoring what pictures you're taking, or what voice stuff you're talking to your girlfriend or whoever it is. The hackers of the world can have a picnic with that stuff. So I think McAfee is right. I don't know how again, the younger you are, the more connected you are. Do you, either of you two, worry about that stuff? Victoria, Kara?
No. Honestly, I don't think about it. If someone's going to hack into my phone, they're not going to find much.
No.
You know, I mean, there are no naked pictures on my phone. That's
happened
to so many people.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's happened to so many people.
It
so,
has.
You know,
so
if you
foolish.
Don't learn that lesson,
right.
Then, you know.
All right. Irving Azoff, who is Taylor Swift's agent, says that there needs to be a closer scrutiny of the music on YouTube.
Because this is a big, big story, because YouTube has been playing music and music videos for a long time from numerous artists, and the artists aren't getting any royalties, and YouTube refuses to strike a deal with these artists, and they just give everything for free. And now Taylor Swift is starting, you know, she went after Spotify, now she's going after YouTube, and this could change the way that we view free music on YouTube. So it's a developing story.
All right. Developing breaking news here on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.